It's one thing to have an idea to set up in business on your own, but it's quite another thing to make a success of it. You might be an expert in your own field, but do you have the know-how to set up and run a business? Welcome to this podcast from Redhill Micropreneurs. If you're in Reigate, Redhill, Banstead, Hawley or the surrounding area, and you're setting up in business, where can you find good advice and support? I'm Brian Jenkins, and I'm joined by Catherine McDermott and Simon Bland from Reigate and Banstead Borough Council to find out about what help and advice the council offers to small businesses. Firstly, Simon, any idea how many small businesses and micropreneurs there are in Reigate and Banstead?
There are about 6,500 businesses in Reigate and Banstead, and we know that 90% of those have 9 or fewer employees, and about 85% are micro businesses with 4 or fewer employees.
And any idea how many start up each year?
We believe there's a region about 1,200 start each year. That's been consistent for a period of 3 or 4 years.
What's this area like for small businesses?
I think it's a great area for small businesses, primarily because of its location. Very close to London, good transport links. We've got great infrastructure, we've got great schools, and I think a great community. So as well as having quite a lot of disposable income, there are a lot of businesses in the area that are very friendly and reach out to each other. And I think that's a great start for business people.
Catherine, the council offers support, and you're about to tell us about that, but why does the council offer support to businesses?
We're keen to see local businesses start, develop and grow within the borough. We want our borough to be a prosperous place for people to live and work.
So Catherine, if someone in Reigate and Banstead is thinking of setting up a small business and they come to the council, what help can you give them?
Each month we run a 2-day course that goes through how to set up a business with local businesses. It helps them develop a business plan, talk their business ideas through with a mentor. We run that with Let's Do Business, and they run 1 week. And then they have a break to develop their business plan and come back and discuss it again.
And that's open to anyone who is in the area who is thinking of setting up?
Yes, that's open to anyone at all in the area and even the wider area. We're keen to support all businesses.
What else does the council offer?
The Entrepreneurs Academy we run each year, and it's for local businesses who want to sometimes develop and refine their business ideas, and sometimes people who are completely new to business. It runs over a course of 6 months. And at the end of the course, all the participants can pitch for a £5,000 worth of Dragon's Den-style investment in their business.
And what can they use that investment to do?
Well, again, to sort of start and develop their business. Previous winners have invested in sort of patents or advertising websites. You know, it's basically to get their business off the ground or take it to the next level.
What kind of businesses are people setting up when they come to these sessions?
Oh, a vast range of businesses. We've had technology type businesses, food businesses, personal trainer types businesses. Any business you can imagine we've probably had through.
And tell me about the business support grants.
The business support grants are available to anyone who lives or has a business based in the borough. They can apply for a grant of up to £1,000 to help their business start, develop or grow. So we funded a range of businesses, including window cleaners or people looking to take on more staff. And it's a very easy process. We have interviews each month, and there's a form to fill in on the website.
For all these grants and these programmes, where can people find out about what's on offer and how to apply?
The details are on our website, and we also send out a monthly newsletter where we have a range of the support that we offer, including networking events, but also links to our business support grants and training days and Entrepreneurs Academy.
Simon, Catherine just mentioned networking events. Tell me a bit more about how you support them.
We recognise that often, particularly for small businesses, it can be very lonely working, you know, head down, trying to grow your business, doing the same thing all the time, and that people can get tired of that and lose their confidence a little bit. So we think it's very important that we facilitate networking opportunities to get people out, to talk to each other, to develop relationships, learn from each other, develop a sense of optimism. And so we run a number of initiatives. Some are our own. We have learning lunches every month where a guest speaker will make a presentation for about half an hour on a business-related topic, and then up to an hour after that where people can talk to each other, discuss what they've just heard or talk about other related issues. We also do some other things in partnership with people like Surrey Chamber of Commerce, where we host events, and we then also promote other networking activities. There's quite a lot goes on in and around the borough, and in the newsletter and other ways, we try and make sure that anybody who might be interested is aware of what's going on.
And how can people find out about what's going on?
Well, as well as our website, we post all our things on the Coastal Capital website, with Surrey Chamber of Commerce, the Federation of Small Businesses. We tweet, we use LinkedIn, And we just, you know, we talk as much as we can about what businesses can do to talk to each other.
Tell us about the non-council events that you support.
There's a good range of non-council events. Some of the local corporates do things. So Morrison Solicitors do something every second month called R&R Connects. They also do something for Young Professionals Group that meets in Redhill. Kingston Smith do some breakfast briefings. Then there's a Dorking Rugby Club event regularly. Brava do some networking. Excellent micropreneurs. The tweet up events. So there's a whole range of things going on. At FSB are much more active than they used to be. And Surrey Chambers have regular events over in Rangate and Bamstead.
And you can help people find these?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, if we're aware of it, then we put it in our newsletter.
One thing which presents a challenge to anyone starting up is actually accommodation, space to work in. Is there anything that the council can do to help?
We would like to find more space. We know that space really is a critical factor for small businesses. We understand that people moving out of their residential setting into a business setting is very good for them. The chance of growth and success increases dramatically. And places like Entrust House and Three Central offer easy in, easy out space for small businesses. We'd like to see more, and so we're working with partners to try and develop that. Obviously, our grant money could go to help pay for accommodation costs. But at the moment, really, we're just trying to make sure that there's more space coming into the market to help people.
Simon, you've told me about all the initiatives the council runs. How successful are they?
The easiest way for us to measure success is through the business support grants. We keep in contact with people who've been recipients of the grant just to see how their business is growing. And we've got some great success stories. We see people take staff on, grow their business, have higher turnover, develop skills, enter new markets, win business awards, and also attract other significant amounts of funding. So that we know that in terms of the business support grant, that really does make a difference, a big gearing difference that goes on there. But we also get feedback that's more personal, and we get feedback from people who say that actually having the grant has just been a great boost to their confidence because they feel that the council's investing in them some way, that we believe in them. And I think that's critical, really, because when it comes to micro grants, really it's people that we invest in. They're the people who make a difference. You know, it's not the business plan. It's the person behind them. It's the entrepreneurial spirit. And that's just the drive to do well. And that's what we really care about.
So why is the council doing all this?
Well, we're very lucky that Reigate and Bamstead Borough Council are very proactive in their business support, and we've got good portfolio holder support, and they really want to see the businesses thrive in the area.
Catherine, remind us how we can find out more about what support the council offers.
If you search for Reigate and Bamstead business, all the details will come up online.
Thank you very much, Simon and Catherine. That was Simon Bland and Catherine McDermott from Reigate and Bamstead Borough Council. This podcast was recorded at Max's Kitchen in Homethorpe Avenue, Redhill, and was produced by me, Brian Jenkins, for Redhill Micropreneurs.